I'm saying praise the Lord. Amen. So I was saying, I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. My name is Pastor Severine. I have a wife, that one, Valerie. Can you come here, please, and say hi to the brothers and sisters?
Praise the Lord. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Valerie. And we have four children. Yeah, I love Jesus and I love you too.
I love Jesus and I love you too.
Thank you. We also have a brother, Evangelist Melas. Yes. He has come recently from our country.
Yesu nashimwe ndabaramukije mwese mu izina rya Yesu Kristo twabakunze Yesu abaha umugisha nanjye ndi umugabo ndubatse mfise umugore umwe n'abana batanu bose barahiwe Imana barakunda Imana Yesu abahezagire turindiriye kugaruka kwa Yesu Yesu aba umugisha.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank you very much for welcoming us. We have a church in Suri. And Pastor Bin is our very best friend. He's a brother, actually. He's a brother. He has been to our church many times. We love him. He also loves us. His wife has been in my home. So they are very close friends. And we love them. And through them, we have come to know you. Praise the Lord. So thank you very much for welcoming us. This is not my first time, it's my second time come here. And I'm very happy to see you again. When we grew up back home, we were told that there are no Chinese who are born again, who are Christians. We grew up with that idea. And when we see you guys, you see the abundant grace of God. And we say that there is no barrier for the gospel. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this Jesus has done a great work. When he was hung at the cross, he brought many people from many, many places. He brought them to the cross and he made them one person. He made them one people. So now in Christ, we are one nation. We are one people who are born from the cross of Calvary. There is no Chinese, no Burundian. I come from Burundi myself, in Central Africa. Very small country. With 12 million of people only. With 12 million of people. Yeah. Million.
12 million.
Yes. When you go to the Google, you will see that it is the last country in poverty. But we are rich in Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus has saved us. And in heaven, we will be one nation. No Chinese, no Burundian, no European, but a people of God born at Calvary from the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why when I come to you, I feel I'm among my people.
Amen.
Because we are born at the cross. We are born at the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And one time we live together in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I would like to share with you. I have the greetings from my church. I told them that I will come and they say greetings to you.
Yes, thank you.
I think you will have a time to come and visit us. It's not very far from here. Praise the Lord. So I have something that I want to share with you today. And I felt we need to talk about growing up to maturity. Growing up to maturity, become mature. Do you understand?
Yes.
Growing up to maturity.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Actually, I see we have parents here. When you have a baby, would you like to keep that baby to every day, baby, even up to 10 years?
No.
I think no.
Yeah.
Every parent wish to see his baby growing up until he becomes mature. He can have other children, have a family. That is the joy of a parent. It is the same for God. Praise the Lord. When we are born in the family of God, He wants us to grow, to become mature. Hallelujah. And He makes a way to help us to grow. But the problem we have, people don't like the way God put before them to grow. People don't like the way that God put before them so that they can grow. Because it is matching with what we want. It is not matching with what we want. The way God put before us. We don't like. And we don't understand. Are you following me?
Yes.
Because that way goes through trials. That is what you were singing there. You were singing that even though my everything goes bad, I will still praise the Lord. I will continue praising the Lord everything, every time, because my faith in Him is unwavering. So whether things are good or bad, I will continue praising the Lord. That is a mature Christian. Because normally God puts before us a way which is trials. How do we grow up? Let's read in our Bible First Peter, chapter 1. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 3-7. Yes, I want to read very quickly. It says, praise to God for a living hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His grace, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through now, number verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Praise the Lord. So, let me go back to verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of great worth than gold which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Praise the Lord. This is, come with me. I like to come close to people. So, this is Peter talking about how we grow in faith. To reach maturity, as we said. Remember what I said. To reach maturity, as I said. Peter compares our faith like gold. Gold, you understand? Gold. So, he compares faith like gold. You know, when they extract gold in the soil, it comes with many impurities. And for it to become pure, they put it in fire to refine it until it becomes pure. Praise the Lord. That is exactly the same like faith. Hallelujah. When we are born again, because to be a Christian is being born again. Not just being in a religion, no. When we are born again, we become a new creation. Everything is past. We become new. And we have a relationship with God. It's not just a denomination or a religion. It's a relationship with God. I have a relationship with God. I have the Holy Spirit talking to me. That is being a Christian. It's not just to come and sit here. Having a relationship with God. When we are born again, we are born in the family of God. And we have a relationship. Hallelujah. We have a relationship with God. And God is our Father. We are His children. And we grow to become mature. Hallelujah. So it is like this gold that is refined in the fire, but no one would like to go to be put in fire. That's why people don't like trials. Trials are not good. But there are benefits of going through the trials. I want to talk to you about the benefit of trials as a Christian. Hallelujah. You cannot grow without passing through trials. As Peter said, we rejoice even though we suffer for a moment. So that our faith can be refined and become pure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. So, let me tell you. Why do you need to go through hardship and trials? People are confused. They say, why God has to let us go through suffering? When we are righteous. It was even a question with David and Jeremiah. They said, we are confused. You have raised... Okay, can you go to Psalm 73? See this confusion. It's not only for you. It's even for the people who have been with in faith before us. See what David has said about them adapt trials. 73. I want to read very quickly. Yes. Let me read from 3. He said this, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Number 4, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Verse 6 now. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous heart comes iniquity, the evil conceit of their minds. No limit. They scoff and speak with malice in their arrogance. They threaten oppression. 8. Their mouth lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? 12. This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. Just read 12. Verse 13. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long, 14, all day long I have been plagued, I have been punished every morning. Let's go to 18. No, let's go to 17, 16. When I tried to understand all this, 16. It was oppressive to me till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. 17. Surely you place them, 18, surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How, 19, how suddenly are the destroyed completely swept away by terrors? I'm coming back to you. See now, we are not the only people who are confused about trials. Even David, even Jeremiah, he was saying, I am confused. I see how righteous people are suffering, going through trials. But when I see the wicked people, they are very blessed. They do well. I am confused. Why? But at the end, he gives the answer. At the end, God gave him an answer. He observed and saw that these people, even though they are there, their end is very bad. They are thrown in the lake. They are lost. He said they don't have a future. We have a future.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God has preserved a good future for you and for me. That's why Peter said, it's for a while you are suffering, but God has kept inheritance for you in heaven and even here. So then, why do we need to go to trials? I want to come now to show you the benefit of going through trials. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. When God created you, and when He called you to be His child, He had an image of the person He wants you to become. He has an image. This is, are you Alvin? He has an image of Alvin. He wants Alvin to become. And for him to become the Alvin God wants, there is a way God has prepared for him to become.
Let's get. Thank you.
You see this?
Try to appreciate how long it is.
其实你看看这个到底有多长?
How long can it be?
你猜这个大概有多长?
7 inches.
7 inches.
7 inches.
7 inches. 你错了 因为什么 你看
your eyes, exactly true. But
这里面, 眼中, 但这不是真的
see the
你看看真实的长度 哇
You're teasing.
It is not this one.
但是不是这个, 这样, 是这样的一个长度
But for this to be
但是从这么短要变到这么长的话 你必须得被拉伸
明白了过来吗 You are like this
你们现在像这样
But God has
但是,
an image of you
神有一个新的一个样式给你们 你们真实的长度是这样的
And God has to stretch you
但是神要拉伸你们
So that you become the person God wants you to become.
使得神要成为神要你们成为的样式。
That is why you need to go to trials.
这就为什么你们要经历火试炼。
Those trials is to stretch you.
因为那个试炼要扩张你们。
So that you become the person God has created you to be.
使得你们要成为那个拼图里面那一块。
That is why you have to go to sicknesses.
这就为什么你们会经历这个疾病。 甚至逼迫
Lack, illness,
就是疾病呢
all those sufferings,
这些患难
they are there to stretch you.
它那些都是来扩张你们的
make you the person God wants you to become.
就是要让你成为那个试炼后的精进
That is why trials, even though they are not good, they are preferable, they are good for you.
虽然这些这些患难是很不喜欢的，但是是对我们有好处的。
You will remain a baby if you don't go to trials.
你想想这个小如果小孩子他从来不经历过任何的训练试炼
That's why you have to go through this
你看这就为什么你们要经历这些困难
God has an image of you.
神有一个形象是给你们的
you have come here with a mission God wants you to do yeah, right.
就是神有他是同意的让你们会经历这一切的
He has hidden in you potentials to do the mission.
他有个潜力要让你们成为那个样子
But for those potentials to be developed For those potentials to be developed
develop. 就是要让这些这些被成长出来的话
You need to stretch
你必须要被拉伸
They are in you
他在你里面的
Are you following me?
你们能跟得上吗
Let me tell you about
the eagle. You know the eagle? A bird? The eagle, when it has a baby, when it's preparing to have a baby, he go and make a nest. And put wood, a very good place, comfortable place.For the baby to be born. And when the baby is born, he's born in a very good environment with cushion. The mother goes outside, bring food. The baby opens the mouth. The mother put food. It's very comfortable.But after some time, mother say, you cannot remain in this nest. How can you remain here? How can you remain in the nest? You have potentials in you to become the mother, the ego.
So
the mother start removing cushions.And when the baby got there, he feels bad. Until he goes out to the rocks to sit. He has to leave the comfort zone. He has to leave the comfort zone. People like to remain in the comfort zone. All of us, we like the comfort zone. All of us, we like the comfort zone. But we cannot grow in the comfort zone. We grow through hardship trials. Are you following?
Yes.
That is where we grow. And Mother Ego knows that. So after some time, the baby will not remain in the nest.The mother will take the baby, go with it, push it, and the baby will say, "Hey, what is wrong with mama? She's killing me. She has been loving me, but now she's killing me." But the mother goes very close.Very close to the baby. The mother goes very close to the baby. And he struggled. Until when the mother sees that he wants to fall, he put there to the back. He'll take the baby there. And brought it back there. And the baby will say, oh, at least,He has come to his mind. I forgive mama. Next time, he will again take it. Throw it. Because that baby, it has potentials to fly. But he doesn't know. Mama has to push her to fly. Are you following? That's exactly what God does for you. You have potentials. And God has to push you to fly. Because you have power in you. You have power in you. Remember this. You don't have this length. Your length is not this. It's that one. So you have to stretch. God has hidden potentials in you. You have a mission God wants you to do. You didn't just come here to live. No, 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 no. God has brought you here for a mission. That's why you are alive today. Otherwise, you will no longer be here. You have a mission God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, until the baby eagle, when he's struggling, he will now try to stretch the wings and try to fly. And you say, hey, so I was able to fly like mama? But the potential is in the wings. But he doesn't know that he has the potentials to fly. Let me tell you, God has hidden potentials in you. And God wants you to use them. He wants you to grow to the full that God has created you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is let's read John chapter 12, verse 24. John chapter 12, verse 24. Yes. Very quickly. John 12, verse 24. It says this. Jesus replied from 23. The hour has come for the Son. Okay. 24. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Praise the Lord. I don't have a seed of wheat. It's okay. But if you have a seed of wheat and you throw it here, will it grow?
No.
No. But because this is not the right soil. But when you go and dig in the soil and put the seed there, will it grow?
Yes.
Why? It is the right soil. And that wheat has the power inside to multiply. But for it to multiply, it needs the right soil. And the Bible says it has to die first. So when it dies, it will become able now to multiply in many widths. Are you understanding? It's exactly the same for us. We have the power within us. We have potentials to multiply. But we need the right soil. Right soil, yes. And right soil is what? Those trials. trials is the right soil for us to multiply. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But remember Joseph in the Bible, the son of Jacob. Son of Jacob. He had potentials that God has put in him. But for him to reach the full potentials that God has created him to be, he had to go through a long process. Because God told him, you will reign over your brothers and over your family. Your brothers will kneel down before you. Even your father and mother. That was the promise of God. But it could not just come up in one day. He had to go through a long process. But when God has promised something, it can never be changed by any human being. It can never be changed by any human being. Whatever happens, God will fulfill his promise. Are you following? When God has said something, he follows his word until he fulfills it. That is our God. He never lies. He says the truth every day. So Joseph, after some time, his brothers say, do you see Joseph? He said that he has said that he will reign over us. Let's kill him and see how he will reign over us. Satan wanted to destroy the plan of God. But he can never destroy the plan of God. God came very quickly in one of the brother. God came very quickly in the heart of one brother. God came quickly to save Joseph in the heart of one brother, and said, no, we cannot kill our brother. He said, we cannot kill our brother. That was God protecting the promise. Let us throw him in the den. He will be eaten by animals. So he was thrown in the den. But after some time, he wanted to save him. He pulled him up and sold him to the Arabs going to Egypt. Remember, the promise was to be fulfilled in Egypt. God was on his way to fulfill the promise because the promise was to be in Egypt. So they sold him. He was taken to Egypt. Arrived there, he was purchased by Pharaoh, the Potiphar. He went to be just a house cooker in Potiphar's house. Let me tell you something. No one can destroy the promise God has given you except yourself. You can destroy the plan of God for you. No one else can do. You can't destroy. But otherwise, no power can come and prevail against what God has promised. And Joseph knew that secret. So when he was in Potiphar's house, you remember the story of the wife of Potiphar. The devil used her to destroy the plans of God on Joseph. But Joseph knew, he said, no, I have a God who fulfills the promise. He said, I'm sorry. I cannot do that. I'm an Israelite. It means I'm a Christian. And we cannot do such things when we are Christians. So he kept the promise until he was put in jail. But remember, the hand of God was upon Joseph. When you are right with God, the hand of God will be upon you. Wherever you go, whatever you touch, it will be blessed because of you. So Joseph knew that. The house of Potiphar was blessed because of Joseph. Even in prison, he was made to be the chief of prisoners. He was made to be the chief, the responsible. Because of the hand of God. Because of the hand of God. Praise the Lord. Until the time of God was up now. You know how Potiphar had a dream. Dream. And I tried to look for somebody who can interpret it. No one. But somebody who was with Joseph in prison, he said, oh, I remember my mistake. There is a Hebrew in the prison. He has the gift of interpreting the dreams. He interpreted and it was exactly as he said. He said, okay, call him. So Joseph was called. He came to Pharaoh. He said, are you the one who can interpret the dreams? He didn't want to take the honor of God. He said, no, God of heaven can translate for you. So he translated the dream and he said, for these 7 years of hunger, please look for somebody who will keep the harvest for the time of hunger. And Pharaoh said, who else can be like you? You are the one who will keep this harvest. I'm talking of the steps of being mature, reaching the full potential that God has put in you. To cut the story short, when his brother came to look for food in Egypt, he was the responsible. They came and he recognized them. And he said, finally, he said, I am Joseph. But before that, he saw the brothers kneeling down before him. And the Bible says he remembered the dream he had. The Bible says that he remembered the dream. Because in the dream he saw them bowing down. When they bowed down, he remembered. God has shown me this. So God never lies. But to become the person God has created you to be, You have to go through process. Joseph suffered a lot. He was chased away by the brothers. He was hated. He lived in Potiphar's house in bad conditions. Even went to prison. Until he became the person God created him to be. What do I want to tell you? I want to finish. Maybe you are going through situations that you don't understand. And you are a good person before God, righteous. And you don't understand. God has not finished with you. God is shaping you to make you the person He created you to be. So that you can accomplish the mission He has for you. Praise the Lord. So, the problem is that many people, when they go through trials, they can even sin. They say, I don't understand this God. I leave him alone. Leave me alone. They quit. When it was about to be to have the promises fulfilled. Others, they are there suffering, they don't understand, they insult God, they say, who? They have many questions when they pray. Why God? Why God? Why God? Why me? Why this? No, God knows. He has a good plan for your life. Hallelujah! God has a good plan for your life. And He's shaping you. Very soon, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. You will sing. You will see why God has done that. As I finish, know how you make omelette. You know how to make omelette? Omelette, yeah? Yes, omelette. Okay. You have to have eggs, onions, salt, oil. Yes. So, and can you eat salt alone?
No.
Can you eat onion alone?
No.
No. Each of them is bitter. But when you put them together and put it on fire, you have a very good omelette. And it is very good to eat. That is, but the Bible says, Romans chapter 8, 28, for those who love God, everything work good for them. Each bitter step, bitter ingredient, bitter, put together, you will find that God will draw something very good from that. So be patient, brothers and sisters. Be strong. Don't quit your faith. Be strengthened in your faith. Pray. Don't go to sin. Don't destroy your promise and your plan for God. Be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. God is with you. From what you are going through, you will come out very refined. And you will serve God better. You will serve God. Hallelujah. How do you feel today? Are you still very eager to serve God? Because some people they start with a lot of vigor. Many, some people, they start with a lot of vigor when they start the journey to heaven. When they are born again, they come with fire. But after some time, when they are going through trials, the fire starts to quench. And you find him there, coward. No longer serving God with vigor. You need to renew your strength. Because the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will fly like eagles. They will not faint. Hallelujah. I need you to renew again your strength. Commitment to God, to follow him and to serve him. God is with you. He has called you for a good plan. And he will fulfill it for you. Be strong. Serve God Almighty with strength. May God bless you.
Amen.
This is the message I had for you. Let's pray. But I want to pray for the people who are tired spiritually. You have gone through a lot of trials. You are in confusion. God wants you to renew your strength. Just stand up where you are. We want to pray for you. There is power. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Father God, we thank you. We thank you because of who you are, O God. We thank you because you are our God Almighty. You have created all the universe, O God. And you have sent your child to die on our behalf, O God, because you love us. These are your children standing before you this time, O God. They are waiting upon you. We are going through a hard situation in this world. Trials are many. Many times we are tired. Even Elijah was tired one time. He slept under the tree and said, "Kill me." He was tired, oh God. And you came and gave him water and bread. And you told him, "Eat and continue your journey." Lord, we are before you this time. We are tired many times, oh God. We are like Elijah, sleeping under the tree. Lord, we want you to give us water. Give us bread again. Renew our strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Come and renew the strength of your people. Send the Holy Spirit now and renew your people so that they can fly like eagle again. Help them to defeat the enemy and all the trials of God before them. I invite you to come. Come and touch your people. Come and do it again, oh God. Come and give us new strength. We need you. And you are here with us. I thank you, Lord. I pray for the sick people among us. Go around and touch each one of us. Heal them, oh God. You are our healer. Provide in everything, oh God. Remove the mountains before your people. Come and strengthen us again. We thank you and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.